looking at what he indicated yesterday, it seems as if the previous administration, somewhere in 1998, also had a similar agreement, but they shared that one. And then in 2000 or so, too, they also had the same thing. And then in 2015, too, they had the same thing. But looking at the president, I mean, being faithful to us, didn't want to hide that day when it came up. So he quickly did what? Took it to parliament for everyone to know, because they are the lawmakers.
The statement, like he asked him, he said it on television. But then somewhere along the line, I realized that he was not telling Ghanaians the actual thing we are supposed to hear. He was rather being emotional somewhere along the line, and then was assizing people indirectly. And I think that's my point of view.
I suppose what the president says is on the right track. What should I put him? And they can come in over here. I think we should give him a chance and let's see what he's saying, if it's true that the people are not going to build the base over here.
And there is documents proving that there is no base coming to be set up in Ghana, and we are benefiting from just the training. I think we need the training, and if that's what it is, then I think it's fair. We should just allow it to move on. But if we find out that there is actually a base, then I personally think the politicians have been taking us for a ride for all this while, because sometimes it pops up like this. They say this, but actually that's not what happens. So if this is one of those things, then I think he should come again and talk to us and open up things to us, because we voted him into power. But if it's true that it's just for training purposes, I think our security agencies will also benefit from it. So I think we should give it a go ahead and let's allow it. And let's trust our president to make the right choices for us, because we voted him into power.
Thank you. Excuse me, we can't even buy it. Since yesterday, I opened the shop. I've never seen it. I went to my friends, I've went there. I've checked, I'm going to.
So, let me ask you. I'm asking the president straight forward. The American people, who feed them? It is not Ghanaian. So he's feeding them with our money. And we are sitting here suffering. He's feeding them with our money. They eat morning, afternoon, and evening.
Why are they eating money?
The Americans.
But according to the agreement, the Americans are rather going to support Ghana.
They are going to support Ghana. So they have to bring their military here and set up before they will support Ghana.
The local organization.
You heard some members of the public on the president's address last night.